Jesus, prayer now. I seek protection for my soul in the one whose name is blessed and a cure. Jesus, in you I pray. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Thank you, Jesse.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Jesse Joyce with us. Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl.
Hello. And just me for the first time in a really long time.
We think you're ready.
I half expect Micah Sherman to burst in at any moment. Fucking take it over.
If you think you're ready, I'm ready.
I am ready.
All right, then we're ready.
Let's fucking do this.
Hello, everybody. I'm talking to you in a new computer.
Ooh.
That's right. I'm in it.
I don't think it sounds any different, does it?
Not really, right? Yeah, let's hope not. It sounded fine. Let's just hope it doesn't crash at all during it. I give it a good 6 months. I'm very excited.
Did the last one fuck up? Is that why?
Oh, insanely. Ooh-ha. Insanely. Getting, the whole thing was a mess. This one I'm excited.
Bitch.
People are asking, is it a Mac? Is it a Windows? It's Windows. Sorry to break hearts. Now, why would I stick with Windows after it's been messing up so bad for so long? Because I don't know Mac at all, and I had 6 hours to figure it out.
But we're recording on a Mac, if that helps anything, and we're working on a Mac and a PC. But
I can watch both companies fail me.
My brother, on his birthday, remember he was on the show on Monday, that was his birthday, and then we were going to hang out, and while we're hanging out, for hours, he's on the computer trying to save it, just trying to figure out what's wrong, fixing things, taking things out, putting it back in, and then he finally admitted defeat, I don't know, at 2 or 3 in the morning, and just claimed we have to buy a new computer. Now, for him to say that, knowing that we can't just willy-nilly buy a new computer, you know?
Right.
And for him to want to have saved it so bad, we just knew, okay, we can't argue this point.
I bet you my brother could have done it.
Your brother, yeah.
We're going to have a computer off at some point.
I do want to have a computer off.
We have better brothers than you do, I think, is what it is.
Doubt it.
I'm curious who's smarter. My brother,
who's
Mark,
more computer savvy?
Yeah, more computer savvy.
My brother knows not only the IT and the technical part of it, he also codes.
I'm just saying.
Your brother does not code.
You really? Okay, now it's a fight.
Now it's a fucking brother dick measuring contest.
I really didn't care at first.
I don't like that. Well, my brother could kill both of your brothers. There's that.
Yeah, there is that.
So we got this new system, and we'll see what happens. By the way, totally unrelated. KeithandTheGirl.com/store.
We have a new promo up. So for every $40 that you spend in the store, you get $10 worth of stuff in your order. So if you buy $40 worth, you get $10 free merchandise, $80, $20 free merchandise. If you spend $120, you get $30 free merchandise.
Do they get to pick what else they get?
Yeah, they get to pick the merchandise that they accumulated credit for.
You don't think this is going to be a mess of emails of confusion?
Well, it's all written out in the store on top of the store, keithandthegirl.com/store. It says current store promotion. It spells it out. And you don't even if you get like $30 worth of free merchandise, we don't tag on the shipping and handling that would have added to your thing. We pay for the extra shipping and handling that the extra stuff weighs in your package.
That's
You do have to get that stuff in the same package though.
I follow. All right, I'm in.
You know,
I will take a. What are you gonna say?
You can just put on whatever you want. I wonder if you guys do that every now and again. You're like, oh, I don't have any laundry, or you know, all your laundry's dirty. You just come into the fucking store in here and throw on a tank top.
Yeah, and then I add a couple bucks to the to the price because I wore
dollars in the jar. Yeah. Oh, okay, I see.
No, I mean when I sell
it. I got you. Speaking of shipping and handling, by the way, real quick, I have a guilty pleasure of constantly looking on eBay for taxidermed things because I think it's hilarious. Like, you know how you've been to my little fun office and I have that antelope head hanging on the wall? Well, I was very close, dangerously close to buying an entire taxidermed lion on eBay.
Your brother kills people and you just buy taxidermy things.
I think it's
how
funny.
How does he feel about that?
he doesn't. Yeah, he thinks it's... I think he thinks it's funny, too. Okay.
It's stuffed animals for adults.
But it was like... it is. But it was like a real fucking lion. And it was like... The bidding was like at $800. I was like, that's for a fucking lion? That's pretty awesome. But the shipping alone was like an extra grand. So that was...
Oh, wow.
Because it's a whole fucking lion.
That would be cool, though.
How cool is that shit?
I'd ride it.
They had a diorama, too, of like a muskox being attacked by a wolf.
Would you be upset that I like your lion and I hate your fucking dog?
No, no, that's okay. All right. But every time you came over, I would take the stuff lying and throw it in your lap. Mm-hmm.
And then go, oh, no, he normally doesn't do
he
this.
He doesn't do this. So.
Just wait. Let him sniff your hand. He needs to know you.
Give it a few minutes.
Is he scratching, biting your balls off? Put your hand next to his face. Let him get to know you.
He doesn't do that anymore.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Just you.
Right. And Hemda.
And Hemda.
And anybody else that's been over. Jesse likes my beard, he said.
Ooh.
He's growing my beard out a little bit.
I think you look good with the beard.
I'm jealous of your beard.
I'm not jealous of your beard, but I think it's a different story here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think it's very cool.
Uh-huh. I'm gonna do it down to my balls.
No, but the thing is, they think it's the best as it is now because it's the exact same length as the tiny hairs on your head.
Mm-hmm.
So
I see what you're saying.
It's like a full face. It's a full head of hair, in a way.
You're jealous of what I can
do. If you grew it any longer, then it would point out that you have very little hair. You
know, maybe I'll grow all of it out.
Oh, your hair out too?
Yeah. It's a whole new me.
I'm going to doubt it.
What, and then comb, you don't think I have the patience?
Your eyebrows too, and then comb them up and over so that you would sort of have a...
I'm going to become the werewolf man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, all right. By the way, congratulations, people are saying, on your half of the Catco Awards, Jesse.
Is it really half or is it 70%?
Oh, shit.
You and Pat Dixon, of course, won Best 100 for 30, the stand-up videos that we have, keithandthegirl.com/TV.
I'm very proud of that. In fact, of any of the awards that we could have won, I'm particularly, that's the one I would have wanted to have won. So
outstanding.
Very proud of that, yeah.
But that turned into a thing, as of course it will, because you guys are comedians. That was half the whole point of having the contest, so I'm glad to hear that. We call you guys. Were you up in a hotel doing a show together when we called
we
you?
We were actually in the theater. We were in the lobby of the theater. The show was about to start in about 20 minutes when you called.
All right. I knew you guys were together, so whoever I called, you know, I'll just talk to both of you. So I happened to call Jesse, and I called Jesse, and then hands the phone over to Pat. Then Hemda remembers that Jesse was up for another award.
See, the thing is I knew that you were about to get on stage, so
right.
I didn't want to take up all of your time.
Right.
And while we were talking to Pat, you know, it's basically, oh, congratulations, blah, blah, blah. And then I said, oh, shit, before they have to get on stage, before Pat tries to get off the phone, let me get back to Jesse to let him know he didn't win something, because haha, that's funny.
Right. Sure.
So while Pat,
which he should have won, he lost doing an impression of himself.
Yeah. So I thought that was really funny, so I asked Pat to put Jesse back on.
So Jesse's on for a little bit, then it turns into a thing where we get an IM, wasn't I good on the phone, from Pat.
Oh, did you really
like that?
What did
Pat even
like, what did I do?
Oh, I thought I let you know that. You mean Pat also then?
That's
let
why.
You know that?
Okay. So, Pat was like, hey, was it okay? Did I do something wrong on the phone? And I said, no. And then I realized, oh my God, I didn't really let Pat speak so much. And I said, wow, I'm sorry I gave you that impression. I just wanted to let Jesse know that he lost something. Ha ha, hoo hoo.
And Pat's Jesse was the orchestra to Pat's award acceptance speech.
Yes, I was. Yeah.
So I thought I cleared it up with Pat.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but then...
here's a letter we got from Jesse.
It's not really a letter, per se.
But, dearest Keith...
Right. Yeah, yeah. So, it arrived by courier this morning.
The winter thaw finds me happy. By the way, he writes us, on the drive home, even though I was driving through a blizzard with a smashed window, which we'll get to, Pat must have brought up 4 or 5 times that he couldn't understand why you guys spent more time on the phone with me. Smiley face, hee hee. I think that put a little bee in his bonnet. So thanks for making driving home with a broken windshield more tolerable, smiley face, JJ.
That was me, yeah.
See, and then that broke my heart.
Now
I thought Pat and I worked it out, you know?
And she said...
You really think that, like, Pat... Yeah, because you know Pat and him, how he lets shit go. You know that about him, right? What a fucking easygoing guy he is.
You know, we always joke around about how comics have this weird head and little things affect them, but I was always like, haha, you know... They're comics, so maybe it affects them, but not this much. But
what made you think
this
that?
Is all real?
Yeah,
all of you.
Pretty great.
I'm
I
including
it.
You all in it.
I'm not like that.
Oh no.
I don't know. The whole thing was just funny. Meanwhile, Hemda started all this by trying to make you sad, Jesse, about you losing an award.
Because it's funny, because I don't think anyone's taking it seriously.
She's doing something evil, and then is surprised that bad things came out of it.
As a joke, because I really sincerely didn't think that when I said, oh, let me tell Jesse he lost this, I didn't think it would really be like, damn, how could I lose making an impression of myself?
Well, maybe, Hemda, some things aren't funny.
That's what Sky Jedi is saying. Jokes hurt, Hemda.
Jokes hurt. So she got her way, and people were upset. So you guys are at the club, and you get out of the club, and somebody smashes in your windshield.
Yeah. We fucking walk in. It's not a club. It's a theater. It's a fucking theater parking lot.
Huh.
A fucking theater. We walk out of the parking lot, and some fucking... There's 20,000 people that live in fucking Elmira, New York.
Okay.
And one of them fucking threw a brick into my windshield.
Was it a brick? Did you know?
Well, it was an enormous rock. It was like a rock the size of a softball that was sitting next to the car.
Do you think your car was picked out?
I don't know. That's the thing. It's like, I doubt it, because how the fuck would anybody know it was a... But...
Let's look at the Rogues Gallery. Who's up? Who's up?
Possible. Well, only
where,
because...
Where does a rock fall from that it lands on a windshield?
That's the thing. It doesn't just fall. Like, it didn't fall out of the sky.
Well, I mean, is it an asshole just throwing a rock at a car?
Yeah, I mean, it's either like, yes, fucking meth addict, ne'er-do-well teenagers right. who don't have shit to do in Utica or in fucking Elmira, New York, or it could possibly have been somebody who maybe was pissed about something that was said during the show. And more specifically, I have absolutely no reason to really think this, but the MC for the show, because I kind of dicked on him when I was on stage.
How so?
The thing is how would any... It's not... I was thinking maybe it is somebody doing it on purpose, and specifically them, because they go out of town all the time and their license plate is different. And so they know, okay, I can tell whose vehicle is the comic's vehicle because it's a New York plate. But here they were in upstate New York. All the license plates are the same. It's hard to be targeted.
Well,
like
it was
that.
Haley's car, and it was a Pennsylvania plate. But that's still, I didn't make any... I didn't make any reference to Pennsylvania at
yeah,
all during my act.
Yeah, but you're the only
act.
One
but
there.
Yeah, yeah, it was a different car, but... But anyway,
did the MC know your car?
I don't know. I doubt it. But you know, he could have been there early because he's the guy, so he could have right. seen us pull in. You know, but I mean, I doubt. I mean, he seemed like a nice enough guy. But I
have way too much
10
evidence.
Minutes.
He did it.
I spent the first 10 minutes of my set really fucking tearing him an asshole.
Like how?
Because he was awful. Like he was really bad. Because
what's
he wasn't a comedian.
Things?
He was like the guy who worked for the radio station. And so he went up, and all he did, he was just a goon, like just like this little goober, like, you know, he was just like, you know what, guy, you know, like this show is going to be a hoot, you know, like mm-hmm. he's like that kind of guy. And he's really like schmaltzy. And he's like, he thanked all the sponsors for the first 10, like 5-6 minutes. That's how he brought me out. It was just like, our Jim and Tammy Donahay here, who run Donahay's Hardware down on Market Street. Are they in the audience? Hey, Jim, look at you. Look like you're putting on a few pounds. Grr. You know, it was like just all local fucking awfulness, you know, just that shit the whole time. And the whole nobody was enjoying it. And it was just all like chronically unfunny, like the kind of like where he's the kind of person that like he's like a fucking high school biology teacher, kind of not funny. Like the kind of guy who could take an unarguably funny joke, and by definition of him telling it, would make it not funny. You know, mm-hmm. he was just like he was anti funny, is what he was. Like he could take funny things and make them not.
What would he say is the worst thing you said about him?
Well, I just you know got up and I said like you know whatever his name was asked me to you know what he wanted me to say. About it, about me when he brought me up, and I said, just make sure you just rattle off this long fucking boring list of every fucking company that's ever existed in this stupid town, and I just like I kept going on that.
But
just
people
like,
laughed, and yeah, they were
oh,
okay
it was
it.
This cathartic fucking. It was a laugh that I didn't even earn. It was such a huge laugh.
They're glad somebody
that
said
it was
it.
Like, thank fucking God somebody called this guy out on his awfulness because he has hosted that comedy series for right. 10 years. And people come to the show because the comics are good. And I think it was just this, like, I opened this scab that, like, everybody for a decade has been like, what a fucking douchebag this guy is. And even after the show, it was very funny. Like, because Pat and I were standing there selling CDs. People from the audience were coming up to me and, like, vigorously with, like, that two-hand shake my hand, like I was running for mayor, you know? Like, shook my hand and were like... Oh my God, what you said about Jerry was fucking brilliant. That guy, we hate him. Like, it was like that. So it was so clear that, like every, it was like that was the thing that needed to be said. But I really, like, and I kept calling back to how awful he was throughout the set. And, like, why don't we just get Jerry back up here and have him read out of the fucking phone book, you know, or whatever, you know, just whatever, just shit like that. And so it's possible that I hurt
that
his feelings.
That is possible. But did you...
But he's also like a 55-year-old guy. Like,
oh,
it doesn't seem like the
different.
Kind of guy
it
who...
It doesn't
would...
matter.
I was picturing a 25-year-old, though.
It really doesn't matter. People are I've learned this growing up. It doesn't matter about the respect your elders. You respect people. It doesn't matter your age. This guy's a piece of shit. And he's going to be a piece of shit. He doesn't. Little baby faggot. The whole story. Yeah. This guy's 70, 80 years old.
But he seemed like
he was that way his whole life.
The thing is, like, the guy was a goober. Like, he wasn't like a hard ass. Like, he was just like, we have fun here. You know, he was just like that kind of guy. Like,
did you look around and see if anyone else's windshield was busted?
Because no one else's windshield was busted.
You did look around.
It was exclusively mine. It was like, it was as though it was targeted, but it could have just been. Because that's such a tiny, shitty little bullshit fucking town. I hate things like that because people act as though they're all like folksy and like, oh, mm-hmm. we're simple, good timey people. And it's like, fuck you. There's just as many meth addict assholes there. And it could have been something as fucking small as the plates are from Pennsylvania. And it's like, what are Pennsylvanians doing here? And fucking, you know what I mean? Like,
right. I did see
it's very possible it was that.
Everything I reference is Jersey Shore, but I saw Jersey Shore recently. And they're asking, you know, one Guido is yelling at another Guido, you know, and they don't know each other. You know, what do you know? What do you know about the Jersey Shore? I bet you're from Staten Island.
Right.
Just like, you're trying to fight. I'm not going to fight you. Anyways, I'm not from Staten Island. You don't even know, bro. You don't even know. And it's like, why? You're really upset about this guy because he's drinking in your bar. You're right. The same. You found each other.
Right.
When the Guido War comes, you're going to be on the same side.
Yeah. Exactly. Right.
You don't know. You don't know about the Jersey Shore. You're just here for the rides, and you don't know about them. You didn't grow up here. You didn't earn it.
There's a comic named Joe Minetti who has a joke. He's Italian, and he has a joke about saying that he's Italian. He's from Pittsburgh, and he's talking to this guy from New York, and the guy's like, you're not Italian. Italians, real Italians are from Brooklyn. And no, real Italians are from Italy. There is that attitude, which is so bizarre to me.
When you saw your windshield broken, did you, the first thing you think about was the MC?
No, not at all. Like, it didn't, we were coming up with theories in the car on the way home.
Okay.
Like, why did that happen? Like, because it was fucked. Like, Tiger Woods' wife with a golf club kind of fucked. Like it was a direct fastball with a fucking enormous rock at the windshield. It was like, it took a little chunk out of the front piece of glass, like, and it was just unbelievably spiderwebbed.
I can't believe you drove home like
that. Yeah, and I had to drive home. I really was half afraid that the window was going to blow out while we were on the... But it was like a blinding, snowy kind of blizzard, and I'm fucking driving home, like trying to peek out of this fucking spiderweb window.
I don't know.
Meanwhile, I just know that that's illegal.
Meanwhile, Pat's sitting next to me going like, why did they call you? Why did they ask to have you back on the phone? I don't All right. Okay.
Is this out of line? I think Pat did it.
It's possible, actually. Because when I was on stage, you know what?
He is proficient in throwing rocks.
Yeah. And when I was on stage, and I didn't see him for when I was on stage. I did see the MC. He was sitting there while I was on stage because I was making fun of it. I wouldn't have made fun of him so much if he wasn't in the room.
Right.
But yeah, so Pat was nowhere to be seen.
Huh? And then you go, oh my God, look what happened to your car. Did he do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course he did.
Yeah.
You weren't even out the building yet.
And it's like...
And then he texted me, ha-ha, Jesse's windshield just
yeah. It's like Law and Order, you know, like how criminal behavior, like because Pat was the one who found the rock. He was like, oh, wait, the rock's right here. This must have been what they used.
So we dusted for fingerprints? You won't find mine on it. Like, all right, Pat, why would I find yours on it? You definitely can anywhere.
You could fingerprint this entire parking lot. You're not going to find anything.
I wasn't even here.
Yeah.
But Pat, you're right here. You did the show with me.
Yeah.
Do what you want to do.
Let's fucking try. Yeah,
you believe that? Oh, you really think I did it? You would think that. I didn't think you did it.
And it'll be like that thing when they come and investigate the guy the next day. You know how he has like a Band-Aid on his hand or something? Like that. Let's ask Pat to play basketball and he'll be like, you know what? My right arm's a little sore. Huh. Is it, Pat? How did that happen? I fell. Did it?
Did you see the pictures from the Lotties who did the Keith and the Girl Award winners?
So amazing.
That's the illustration?
Yeah.
Very good.
I hope I'm saying the name right. Zena wrote me. Zena and Stefan Lotti. They're Keith and Hendon. My boyfriend and I are 24 and 23 years of age, both female and male persuasion. And we give 1,000 babillion shits about this email. We've been listening to your show for 4 years now, but we've never really been active on the forums or written to you guys before. We thought we would show our appreciation for the podcast by drawing a little poster of all the winners of yesterday's CACA Awards. Hope you guys don't hate it too much. P.S. If you fill up for it, we could also make wallpapers out of this thing. I actually used it on my new computer. First wallpaper.
It's so cute.
So yeah, I'll take a better wallpaper. Sure, why not? But it's fantastic. You can see it, of course, at keithandthegirl.com under all pictures.
Yeah, it says pictures for episodes, yeah. And like every episode has its own link. So if you like this episode with Jesse Joyce, you can click on the episode and it goes to its own page. So you can actually pass that around to all your friends. Just that one episode, they could play it right there, download it right there. You can go to the comments and see all the pictures right there.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at this picture. Duel's up in heaven, looking down at everybody. You got Jesse and Pat performing with money dropping from heaven.
Because it's 100 for 30.
Right. The old man with his cane. Half of it is Hemda in hell with all the worst people on the planet ever. Yeah, it's very outstanding. So check that out.
Dude, Elvis, is going to get that whole thing tattooed on his back. That entire fucking...
You know what? It's pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome, yeah.
Which would be like a paradox. It would be so surreal because the tattoo is ensconced within the illustration.
That's right.
So he'd have the tattoo of himself having the tattoo of the tattoo on... It's like a mirror world.
Because he won his best tattoo, best Elvis tattoo award, which did go to him.
He won that?
He won that.
Congratulations to him.
The one he won was for I Shit On You, the letter I taking a shit into the letter U. And in this picture that they drew, the I is taking a shit on top of Dave Prager, who won Worst Guest of the Year.
Who is that?
Worst New Guest.
I meant to ask you guys that. I mean, maybe that's an off question. But
He wrote a book called Poop Culture. And he didn't feel like we were giving him and his book enough time. Meanwhile, in general...
Was he in the studio?
For the whole hour.
Okay.
So I don't know what I could have done wrong.
Was it that he felt he didn't give it enough time? I think he felt like we were shitting on his book. It's called Poop Culture. So we were asking him poop questions.
Right.
Legitimate poop question for a book called Poop Culture.
And we're not like... Most shows do have a guest on. Like I use psychics. Psychics is a big one for regular radio shows. And I use this as my example. They have the psychic on, ask two questions, and then right away get into yelling mode. You really believe this? Like, well, then why did you have them on?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I wouldn't have you on to yell at you about a book. You know, you can hear this show if you want and think if we were out of line. There's no way we were.
No, I don't think we were. First of all, I am very interested in poop, and I have talked about it on the show.
Hemda loves it. Hemda loves it. That's why she comes into the bathroom and talks to me while I'm trying to take a dump. Now I know why. Loves it.
Yeah.
Queen of it.
Right.
I have converted people. Now, Jesse, this is very good, and you will try this, okay? I've converted people to putting their feet up while they make a poo because it helps you slide more, if you know what I mean.
That's crazy. It helps behavior.
And then it turns out it's in this guy's book of poo explaining everything that has to do with shit. So.
And then you ask, does he do it? And he goes, no, that's not practical. Like, well, now I'm an asshole.
Yeah, but it does work.
So he got shitty with you during the interview?
Yes. Right?
Huh. Wow.
And then?
He thought we were making fun of it, but we really were not.
You wrote the book. I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, though, that, if you write a book about poo, that
you might talk about poo.
You might be a little sensitive to, like, so what's the fucking big deal? Like, you know what I mean? Like, because I think you'd just be on edge that people would be making fun. You know, like, it's like if you wrote a book about, I have a tiny dick. And then, like, so tell me about your book. So you have a tiny dick? Like, what is that supposed to mean? You know, like, you wrote the book. I don't know.
We also asked him about ass sex, and he just...
What a douche. Right. Huh. Who won last year? Did you have a worst guest?
We didn't have it, no.
He's
the first ever.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, but we're definitely going to keep his going yearly. Right. I like it. He ended up rating right away, and he said, I see I'm winning right away, but can you get them to spell my name right? His last name was spelled wrong because it's a tricky name. Hmm. He lives in Singapore now. He did want to accept his award the other day, but he got the email far too late.
I'm very excited.
I'm sorry. He wrote a book about poo, so he goes to a country where you shit in a hole.
Right.
All right. Good luck.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
What was I going to say? I was just going to say that, it's very cool to have won in the second year that you've done it.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like it's going to be more awesome in a couple of years. So I'm a little disappointed that we, like, this early in the... Because we don't actually have there's no thing.
What do you mean?
I didn't get a thing.
You didn't get an actual award?
Yeah, like I thought there'd be a little fucking...
We just didn't give it to you yet.
Oh, you do have a thing?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, shit, okay. Oh, no, look at you looking around. To fucking. You're full of shit. You're just going to hand me an empty beer bottle. Hey!
Congratulations,
thank
buddy.
Thank you. Oh, it's a tape-playing Walkman.
It's also a recorder,
it
sir.
It records. You record the stand-up that you do when you want to practice.
Sure.
When you're on stage, you want to hear how good you did.
Go to an antique shop and find an audio cassette.
There's a button there where if you press it, the little microphone pops up. and then you record even better.
Yeah, it records a
what kind of nonsense was
that? It's stupid. It records half an inch closer to your face.
Oh, does it really?
I think it's the gray button right below.
Well, figure it out on your time. Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, but I'm glad to have accepted.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, everybody gets different awards. Adam called the next day, and he said, so I designed the award for...
Yeah, shit on you tattoo.
Yeah, he's the one who drew it in 5 seconds. And I'll be there to pick up my award. I assume it's a cash prize. I'll be down.
Yeah, you should just give us all
money.
Know, yeah, and we'll get our own award.
I won't be offended if you eBay the Walkman.
You know, you go to a trophy shop, they're like fucking $4.
Okay. I'm so sorry. It's wow, right. Look how he's shitting on it. Okay.
I'm not shitting on it. I'm just saying that, like, I suspect that in the coming years, you know, because it's kind of in its infancy,
right.
We haven't worked out all the kinks per se. That in coming years, there's going to be like, it's going to be engraved or whatever. It'll be awesome.
If I give you an award, right. You know what you're going to say?
What?
What was this, $4? You can't give me a Walkman?
That's not what I'll be. The day that it would occur to me that somebody gives me something and I say, I wish it were a Walkman.
By the way, have you ever bought an award? Because I have, and it's not $4.
No, I have not.
So just saying.
What the fuck do I know?
Just saying.
It's all right. Forget it.
Let's see what else I got here.
No. It's too late. I don't want to have to fucking beg for a thing.
He doesn't appreciate a tape player? Come on.
It's a Virgin Megastore.
Virgin Megastore merchandise credit. Don't they not exist anymore?
Not in New York. I can't use it.
Oh, all right. All right, sweet. I'll have to.
But you're out on the road.
So all I need is a time machine to use both of my fucking prizes. A Walkman and a fucking store credit to Circuit City. Kick ass.
So congratulations.
Yeah.
You did good.
Thanks, man.
Did you hear that New Jersey approved medical marijuana? Is that true?
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Look at that.
Really? So there's going to be those little cannabis shops or whatever in Jersey now?
That's what they're saying. I wonder if there's like some kind of loophole and everybody's just getting a little too excited too fast, you know?
California.
I don't know what's going on in California. Nobody can explain it to me. It's legal-ish. I have no idea.
Did you know that like as individuals can open their own? Like Snoop Dogg has one. He's got his own shop.
No, it's that's pretty like, lax over
that's
there.
That's not a shop. It's just his house. You thought it because you saw Cribs.
Oh, yeah. No, and like, but other like weedy kind of people, they can like as a individual open a franchise of one of those. You know?
Well, I asked a little bit about it while I was out there, and the marijuana is cheaper because it's legal, so you don't have to worry about it. And you can get your prescription for just about anything. You could really just tell your doctor, I have anxiety, I can't sleep. It's not just I have cancer or big things.
Right.
I'm
addicted to weed. Is there anything you can prescribe?
So. Restless leg syndrome, things like that. Just about anything. But some
boredom.
People...
Right. Yeah, dealing with people, work.
So,
but just about. But some people, even though they do smoke the weed, don't want to tell their doctors because they don't want to be on record saying that they have that or they smoked it or whatever, just in case it gets back to them. But some people are buying medical marijuana, but off illegal drug dealers.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Sure, that makes sense.
Because it's good stuff, apparently.
It's part of the fun.
And
it's part of the fun of it.
You have sort of, I guess, the best of both worlds. You don't have to be on record doing it, but you get the good stuff that's a little bit cheaper.
Well, you feel weird. Like, you should feel comfortable telling your doctor everything, of course. But, you know, you never know. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, have you ever done illegal drugs? Like, I don't know what you, you know, then you pull your face mask off, you're, you know. A guy from NYPD Blue or something. I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. Like, yeah, you could tell me, you know, tell me everything you did. And
Keith is the weirdest conspiracy theorist.
I wouldn't even say if I drank a lot, because I'm like, well, then, you know, you're not gonna treat me or anything you do wrong. You're gonna blame that I drank. Right. And then one day I'm like, all right, I'm an adult. I'm just gonna tell you what I drink, and I'll say, I don't know. Let's say I do a 6-pack a day. I really don't know, but let's say that. And he goes, why do you drink so much? God, I have a disease. Can we fucking move on?
Well, fucking, you know Andy Pitts?
Not by
comedian?
Name.
Well, you wouldn't know him by name. He changes his name a lot.
Oh, well, that's don't blame it on
Andy
me.
Andy Vistola, and then he changes to Andy Pitts, so I call him Andy Pitts Mellencamp, because he constantly is changing.
Okay.
But anyway, the point is, he has a joke about doing a job interview and them saying, do you have any drug or alcohol problems we should know about? And he goes, that you should know about?
Definitely not.
No, I'm going to do the best that I can to keep that quite secret from you.
Well, Micah Fox was telling me, because last time I was at the doctor, she did ask me, hey, do you do anything? And I said, it's like you think, you know, hey, this is my doctor and I should tell her everything. And I think at that point I'd smoked, you know, 5 times in my life. Right. And so I said,
Smoked weed, of course.
Yeah. And so I said, I did smoke maybe a couple times or whatever it was. And she goes, oh, was it, I don't know, something about being in college and blah, blah, blah. And I go, I'm 33 years old.
Right.
No, I was just doing something, you know, no excuses.
Were you tricked into it? Nope, nope,
Yeah.
So, I run a podcast out of my house. Oh, oh, fair enough.
So the thing is, you know, I'm telling Micah this and she says, you know, you should never admit that because then down the line you have health insurance and then they have it on record and at some point they don't want to cover something because, oh, you did this, that, and the next. And they try to, you know, the healthcare is always trying to find a loophole for not paying something and now you gave them more of a reason. And that is good enough for me. I don't care if it's true or not true to never tell 100% the truth.
Yeah.
Except into this mic where they could just research it, look it up.
Yeah, so why not just record it?
And, jokes, government jokes.
This is why we call it a comedy podcast.
Right.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
They go, oh, this was kind of a sad episode. And we go, that's not comedy per se, but we don't want to be liable for anything we say.
Fucking, when I signed up for the Big Brothers program, and I, you know, when I went to, they have like a screening process. It was like literally the most uncomfortable and intense interview I've ever done. It was like
that's
all day
you were,
long
you were 26,
with a child psychologist.
You're 26 years old and you were asking for somebody to take care of you.
What? Yeah. I just, can somebody take me for ice cream? I'd really like to, I want to be on a roller coaster with a grown up.
I really do want to do that someday, the Big Sister program.
Yeah, it was cool. It's so uncomfortable, that interview. And it's like a old lady, you know, like some like 60-year-old lady who's sitting there like asking you very detailed questions about like, do you watch pornography? And, yeah. What are some of the titles of the pornography?
Oh, come
on. No, seriously, it's like very in depth. They're like, do you own it? Do you own pornography? And it's like, yeah. It's like, videos or DVDs, or do you just get it on the internet? Or, you know, like it's really detailed. Like, because because you're dealing with fucking, like, they want to know why a grown up wants to hang out with a little boy.
Those are questions that I imagine pedophiles know to not say,
Well, but that's the thing is that like, so I was just like completely honest with, but that's the weird thing is because I knew that like.
But if you were a pedophile, would you say, yeah, one of the DVDs is Kids Incorporated?
No, but they could tell by your body language that like, you know, it's like, oh no, I've never seen pornography that like, right. This guy's a kid fucker.
You I guess
know,
if like, you say no to everything, like when I joined the army, I said I never did anything.
Yeah, and I think that's where it's a red flag. And they asked me, like, do you drink? And I was like, yeah. They're like, how much? Quite a bit. A lot. Really,
well, we need people
time.
Anyway. This is really a formality.
And that's the thing. Is like, I was, like, really brutally candid with her about how incredibly much I drink. And they still fucking gave me a boy.
Yeah. So, that's the right way to put it. Yeah. They gave me a boy.
So when do I get my boy?
Do I get to pick him? Like, what, do you show me a bunch of pictures of boys?
Do I bring my own basketball and wine coolers? Or you, how's this work?
I mean, so what age kid are you looking for? Blonde? Well, I'm sorry.
Do you get to pick a kid or do they based on what you say?
In fact, what I thought was psychologically cute of them is they gave me exactly the opposite of everything that I had suggested. Which, because in the, and it worked, it was cool, it was cute, it worked for a while, you know, like and then he kind of got a little cool, which is not his fault, you know, it's just he moved on as a grown, you know, he was like hit high school and was like whatever, you know, but it was exactly the opposite of everything
he broke
that
up
I'd
with
said.
You?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, yeah, we just kind of like, and I got busier on the road, and so I was gone all the time. So you know, it was just like it just kind of like dissipated. But every time I'll see him in this neighborhood, every now and again, and we'll hang out and say hi real quick. But.
And he asked for a couple bucks?
No. He's doing all right. Yeah, he's doing well. You know, he's.
I'd be tired of paying for everything. You have to pay for everything, right?
Yeah, that was fucking.
No, thank you.
Not cool. Yeah,
and
especially
at the start of your
when
career.
I was like a drunk waiter at the time. You know, like yeah, and then I'm tagging him to fucking the aquarium, and it's costing me fucking $80 for the day, and it was like, oh shit, this is ruining me. Yeah. But I thought because I had a younger brother, like, you know, I thought, like, you know, it'd be cool is if he was like maybe like 16, I could tell him about girls, you know, like kind of like, you know, teach him how to go on a date, you know, like shit like that. Like, I thought they gave me a fucking like 8-year-old And they were like, are you into sports? And I was like, no, I'm not into sports at all. They gave me this 8-year-old who wanted to be a fucking football player, who like, that's all he talked about is football, you know? And it was like, I get why they do that. They do that on purpose. So it's like, you'll both learn something, you know? Hmm. And like, it gets you outside what you would normally. So it's not like you're just dragging this kid into what you like to do. You know, you
what
have
what
to.
What are you going to learn from a kid? Then you're dumb.
I don't know, but we.
I learned what holding means.
We went to a fucking baseball game and watched, you know, the fucking
that
Giants.
That sounds expensive.
Or whatever. Shit like that. Right. You know? Right. Yeah, it was. Yeah. But the point is, it was like, you know, and he was like way too young. Like, he was like, girls are gross, you know, and like that was in the height of my pussy chasing days. And right. So it was like, well, what do we have in common? But, you know, and he was real quiet. Like, I had also said, like, maybe somebody wants to get into theater or something, you know, like some kind of an outgoing. And they gave me this like super quiet 8-year-old.
See, that's good, because only if they gave him a quiet adult, then you guys would just sit there in silence.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, but
Keith, would you do this program?
As the kid, sure. It sounds like a blast.
Keith, would you like me to take you to the aquarium?
I'm in.
All right. Actually, we did take Keith to the aquarium. He had a fucking awesome time, right?
Who's we?
We went with his family.
Oh. That's cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really nice.
I'm big into aquariums.
I pet a stingray.
Yeah.
I like zoos and aquariums when the animals are out. In general, they're always hiding in the back. There's a giraffe in the back of that tree. All right, next exhibit.
Sleeping.
Right. I'm like, I'm telling you, zoos need to have electronic buzzers on them. And then you buzz, and they come out like, and then you're like, oh, there you are. Okay, next.
Why don't you just go in wearing like a giraffe-proof suit? You know, like...
Done.
You know, and then you go into the cage with the, you know what I mean? Like that kind of
thing.
Yeah,
okay.
That'd be cooler, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like how they have like to train police attack dogs.
Yes.
That big fucking
I suits, absolutely you know? Would do that. I would so do that. You got to pay a little more and you get to do that. I don't see why not. And if it's inhumane, which of course people are thinking, take them out of the zoo anyway. Turn on the internet and look at a zoo animal. The whole thing is crazy. You see these giraffes in like 10 feet of space, no exaggeration. This is inhuman. So if you're okay with that, I don't think it's crazy what I'm doing. And I say after every exhibit, there's a little stand that you get to taste them.
Taste the animals?
You have not the animal you saw. That's crazy. But you see
a koala
jumping around, and then I get a little
and
koala
sell,
on a stick.
Yeah. They sell koala kebabs at the koala watching station.
Yeah,
and you can just munch on it while you're watching them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, that's how it gets so tender.
Right.
Huh.
I'm like, I'm not. I didn't like the bat normal, and I don't like the bat eaten. But now I know.
Yeah. Huh.
Keith is like me in church, and when he goes to a zoo or an aquarium, he's like, okay. There's nothing happening here, and I don't know why everybody's standing around. So let's just, we move on now, right? Okay, we're done with this one. And then when we go to another one and the animals are out or they're doing something, he's just like, okay, we stay at this one. Hold on.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I like that shit.
That is how Henda is in church. She'll go, where's Jesus? I don't see him. Let's go. Let's move this. Keep talking about Mary. I don't see her. When do the statues cry? Let's do this.
No, but I can participate when I participate. But when there's nothing going on, I got to stand there for another 10 minutes and I don't know.
But there is a part of church where they let you eat Jesus. So that's it works out.
I need to see him being cut
put on a stick.
Put it on a stick.
Fucking! Did
I'm
you
used
see
to
about?
Kebabs.
I know what I'm getting into, by the way, by bringing this up as a topic. But
well, let me say this before you bring that up. Sky Jedi saying in California. So this is how it's all explained. Ready? In California, it's legal for medical problems, weed, of course, but it's still illegal on a federal level. So local cops can't bust you, but FBI and DEA can.
What?
That means it's illegal. My parents can't bust me for weed, but the cops can.
But
that
don't
means
you remember
it's illegal.
Don't you remember Obama said that he wasn't going to prosecute people anymore for that? Like, that was a big news story like,
and
a couple
we were,
of months ago.
Right, and we weren't going to war.
Yeah, but he's not the one who's cuffing me.
Yes.
But also, apparently in California...
Yeah, I'm sorry. Obama won't do it.
Right.
Obama won't arrest him.
Yeah.
So. But there's also a lot easy. The more easy going on weed, you can carry a lot more weed without getting as badly. Like here, you know, they picked up Brother Love for a little tiny bit of weed. There, I think you have to have over an ounce or something really huge to even get you for carrying or for dealing or for anything. Where here, if you have a certain amount, you're caught for dealing because it looks like you can.
I would never have assumed. That like I wouldn't have looked at Brother Love and goes that guy's mellow. There's something. It's got something's up with him.
Right. It's the opposite.
Wow. That guy seems like a pot smoker to me.
Think if he wasn't a pot smoker.
Yeah, oh fuck me! Holy shit.
I thought he was.
He would just be like a ball of pure energy, like white hot energy. Like all of his hair would fall out like powder because he's too powerful. No, what I was going to say, and I'm actually kind of excited to hear you talk to me about this, but speaking of zoos, did you see in Germany the bears?
Mm-hmm. Bears.
Hey.
Yeah, what else would it be?
What the f...
Hold on a second. I'm going to drink from a beer, but then we'll talk about your bears. Go ahead.
No, he lost it.
You did lose it.
But did I?
Yeah.
Come on.
For half a second.
You're talking
I was
about
like,
bears.
What the fuck?
You're talking about bears over here. I have my beer, and then we'll go back to talking about bears.
Very good.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. There was a little difference. But all the there's like a black bear exhibit in Germany at some zoo.
Is that Guinness?
What? Yeah. All their hair fell out for no good reason.
Wow.
So they're naked.
Alopecia.
They're like, they're all hairless, just like giant
That's
fucking
gotta
look
nude
creepy. Bears. Look it up on the internet. They're the fucking terrifying looking. They look like just enormous rats. They're so scary looking to see these fucking nude bears walking around.
And they don't know what it's about?
No, they don't know why all their hair fell
They're
out.
They're probably doing some
it's like a month
experiments on them that we don't know about.
To be clear.
Yeah. It is Germany. So they're,
I do want to be clear. Those aren't the kind of animals I'll be eating.
Right.
The ones with issues?
No albino animals.
You what?
No animals with hair loss.
I'm at the zoo. Bears with no hairs. Hair, whatever.
All right. Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah. I've ruined it. Fuck.
Harry Mann from Seattle saying, it isn't hard for lawyers to get doctor records. I was in a motorcycle accident, and the insurance company was trying to say I was on drugs because my doctor took notes when I told him I smoked pot occasionally. Never, ever, ever trust your doctor.
Fuck. And that scares me because I really just, you know, my normal state is not under the influence of things. You know, I'm not really doing things that much. It's just severely occasionally, if you could say that. And now it's on record like an idiot I am.
Don't trust doctors. They don't ever.
All right.
Pop so, quiz.
Yeah.
Jesse, do you trust your doctor?
No.
Very good.
Okay.
Very good.
Yay. I don't have a doctor.
Hey, speaking about Obama, what did he hire a transgender for? Some important position. He hired a transgender.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. A dude that's now a chick, but meanwhile, he doesn't accept gay marriage.
Really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, but
he doesn't? I thought he did.
I'm the new Secretary of Defense.
I thought Obama was okay with the gay marriage
thing. Keep saying that every time. You're in some weird denial. No.
I am.
Nobody's okay with it.
I have a big cabinet meeting. I'm sorry I have to go. The president would like to be clear.
but I don't want to...
Boy, he really hasn't come out of the cabinet. Come on! Cabinet! It's a closet for gay marriage.
Now, nobody's okay with gay marriage.
Awful.
Yeah. But it's funny, nobody even knows that. You don't know that?
I guess I don't. I thought at some point he mentioned
You're
that...
in denial. You think you like him, so you just assume he likes everything you like.
No, I thought I paid attention a little bit.
You voted for him.
I did vote for him.
Well, that's what you voted for. Tell every gay who you vote for.
Well, you know what? I know that the other side of it was no, absolutely not.
They're both absolutely not.
Well, yeah.
They're both the same absolute. Let me be clear, though. You're right. Obviously, I was joking. But the same, both of them are the same absolutely not.
Really?
You're still making something up. Like, but he's trying and it's his best.
I really don't know what's bothering everybody about gay people getting married.
They're gay.
Right.
Think it through.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't we see a couch marry a chair? Okay. Hey, but by the way, in my zoo, you're not allowed to marry them. Okay, people?
Even still, like, why? Like, that's everybody's slippery slope argument that, like, if we let gays get married, then what? Then they're going to marry fucking robots and, you know, and it's like, so then what? Like, so somebody wants to marry a robot. Like,
people are marrying Ferris wheels.
Yeah,
they're like, marrying Ferris wheels.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, well, people that marry objects. You can marry an object. So it's kind of reverse. Like, next thing you know, you're going to marry a roller coaster. No, you can. You can marry a roller coaster. You can marry a video game person that's not alive. But I don't need you marrying the same sex. That's a little out of
the one. The one people who, everybody's adopting, but they have to adopt, and they are adopting.
Right.
There it is. Oh, no. Now I got to correct myself. They don't have to adopt. But still... There's a lot
can
of adopting
happening
there.
Can you adopt if you
there.
Are married to a Ferris wheel?
A cable car?
That kid would have some issues, I would imagine.
Mark McGwire ended up admitting using steroids when he hit the home run record back in 1998. And everybody said, I know, I fucking see what you look like.
Yeah.
I was there.
We got that.
We
Why
know.
Admit it now? Does he have a book? I mean,
I
what's,
don't know.
I don't.
I really don't know.
What does he care?
He came out with a statement. I wish I never touched.
Because he can't find a hat that fits his fucking tiny head.
Please find me a cure. I need shit drained out of my head. Yeah. We know. Dude, the guy fucking ballooned up immediately. Everybody knew. I wish I had never touched steroids, he said in a statement. I was foolish and it was a mistake. I truly apologize. Somebody has to tell me. Did they figure out? Is that what he has to say? Looking back, I wish I had never played during the steroid era.
But isn't that when you won your award?
I never knew when, but I always knew this day would come. So I guess they found them. It's time for me to talk about the past and to confirm what people have suspected. I don't even use the word suspected. How about new?
Yeah.
Add this to my list that you're dumb if you believed Mark McGwire wasn't on steroids. His fucking ass Popeye looked less ridiculous. and Tiger Woods just came out and said, I wish I had meant this sooner. I love pussy.
Huh.
I love it. I love other people that aren't my wife.
Doug is saying he had to in order to accept a job as a batting coach. They made him admit it.
Okay, if he's coaching me and he complains about my batting skill, sorry, I'm natural.
Yeah.
Try to hit it harder. I can't. I'm human. all the McGuires are having a time. Mike Fleming and Nikki Fink have confirmed that Sony Pictures decided today to reboot the Spider-Man franchise after franchise director Sam Raimi pulled out of Spider-Man 4 because he felt he couldn't make its summer release date and keep the film's creative integrity. Of course, Spider-Man 3 kept the integrity.
Sure.
This means that Raimi and the cast, including star Tobey Maguire, are out. There will be no Spider-Man 4.
Wait. The actor doesn't want to do it because it's not keeping in
I think the director's not going to do it, so everybody says, let's do a whole new thing. The way they redid Batman the second time. That they're redoing Spider-Man altogether. So there'll be a new Spider-Man, hopefully in summer of 2012. But it's going to be a whole new script and a whole new cast.
People will go, don't you think? It's Spider-Man.
Sure.
The name is the name.
I would go. I think they should start everything over.
I think they should cast the Octomom as the villain.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
Instead of Doc Ock, Octomom.
Yeah. That'd be fucking great.
And she
it?
Shoots the babies out of her pussy. And if she collects them, she can fire them at you again.
Okay, I'm just going to read this really quick. Carter from The Womb is saying, Obama is not, quote, against gay marriage. He's against the government regulation of who can and cannot get married since marriage is technically a religious thing and we have separation of church and state. He is, however, for civil unions, which, in the government's eyes, is the same as marriage.
Okay, then. What's gays complaining about? Is that a yes, then?
A religious
so is weed
thing.
Legal now in California? Because I'm very confused.
To me, that just says he doesn't give a shit about marriage because we should stay out of marriage as government, civil unions, which is the same as marriage.
Now, he's not out. He's absolutely not butting out. He's doing the opposite. He's not saying you can do what you want and the government shouldn't be there. That's what it would be. You can marry a couch. You can marry a dog. You can marry a... the government has no place in it. No, he's saying, I'll give you civil unions, okay? But you're not human. Calm the fuck down. That's exactly what he's saying.
No, he's saying that he doesn't want the government to say who can and cannot get married.
But I will say anyway, I will say you can't. I am saying the government shouldn't be in your business. Meanwhile, you can't get married because I don't want to get in your business. Could straight people get married? Yeah, sure, of course. I'm not getting into that business either. He's not getting into any business.
I don't know.
I do know what I'm telling you. He's telling you. You're in denial.
No, I'm not in denial. It's just hard to follow.
It's not hard to follow. Weed is illegal in California, and gays cannot get married, and Obama has something to do with it.
Yeah, like you can't go to a justice of the peace if you're a couch marrying fag,
right?
And have him marry you. Like you can't do that. But like I would get it if. That all the states made it okay, like Iowa did and Massachusetts and somebody else, right. Or Vermont, I think. Like, they can go to a Justice of the Peace and get married. But, like, I would still understand if the Catholic Church said, like, yeah, well, we don't care. You can't get married here. Like, that's like a private, like, that's a religion.
Yeah, I thought that's what he's saying.
No, but he's not trying to interfere with, like, Christianity or right. Any of those. Like, but, like, in the legal sense of the way that a judge can marry you, they can't be married. They can have a civil union, but like, so that's like common law marriage, and that technically means that Ray and I are married because we lived together for 7 years. You know what I mean? Like,
hey, I'm not judging you.
All right.
Carter is saying from The Womb, he's writing, a civil union is the same as a marriage. Straight people get civil unions. The government just accepts marriage as a civil union. Okay, so what are gays complaining about? Civil unions are marriages. Okay, are they marriages or are they civil unions? It's not the same, and I would be offended if I was gay that I can't have what you have. That's ridiculous.
It's only the same. It's only the same if I can go to downtown. What's that? The court, and get married, and legally, I'm allowed to get married with a girl. Then it would be the same. I don't care about the church. Maybe we're not married in the eyes of the church or the synagogue or whoever.
Which I think is fair. You're asking to be part of a group.
Yeah, that's absolutely different. What I want is the same rights where if I marry a woman and she has insurance, I get her insurance. If I marry a person or civil union with a woman or whatever it is, that if she's in the hospital, I get those rights that a husband would. That's the kind of thing that makes it equal. I don't, you know, the church is a whole different thing. Mm-hmm.
Well, Obama for president, I say. There you go. You love him so much, why don't you marry him? Oh, you can. He's black.
No. Black marriage is legal.
For what?
You can.
Why? Like a joke?
You can do that.
Was this a movie? Was this Hangover? This was a plot in The Hangover?
What? No. You've been allowed to.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Black marriage has been legal for a long time.
I'd sooner marry a couch. Not in this U.S. of A. I don't think so. Somalia? What are you talking about?
These colors don't run or get married.
In Africa?
These colors don't get married or run or whatever. I don't know what I'm talking about.
There's a joke in there somewhere.
Yeah. Well, it is something that you got. Your black president is into equal in same civil unions.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking
equal and separate.
You're a black president. Why would you want to treat anyone differently?
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Not get married if you're gay.
I think we solved it. What's the next thing? Let's talk about abortion.
Tomorrow I'm going to ask Henda if Obama is okay with gay marriage. We'll see. We'll see what she thinks. Speaking of Tiger Woods, what's his name? Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson is is in Tiger Woods' side and saying, hey, everybody leave Tiger Woods alone. And Tiger Woods said, okay, shut up.
Yeah, I don't know if I want Mel Gibson. No, but
he has a new movie, by the way, Mel Gibson, Edge of Darkness.
Yeah.
Is it a documentary?
No.
I'm in. About his career? No?
No.
All right. What's it about? I want to see it. I like him. I think he does good stuff.
I enjoy his work. I'm ashamed that he's so crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. I don't have to live with him, and I'm not Jewish. Right. I guarantee, here it is. I feel sorry for Tiger Woods. He says, why are we talking about this when we're sending 30,000 more troops to Afghanistan? You've got this history-changing event going on. We're talking about Tiger's private life and golf injuries. He's being used as a diversion, and it just drives me crazy.
Okay, why are you making a movie when we're sending 20,000 more people so a movie's important, but somebody's life isn't important.
So silly.
Are you making a movie about the 20,000 troops? Is it a documentary? Are you using all the proceeds to send to the troops' families who's died? What are you doing?
Well,
nobody else's life is important until it's yours.
I mean, I get that it's trivial
that we're following Tiger Woods' thing.
Yeah.
No, he has no point.
He has no point. Is me doing a Tiger Woods story keeping us from finding about what? Why we have troops in Afghanistan? I know why. Should I be getting on a plane and getting them out?
Should I stop eating? We're not taking away from this. This isn't what's taken away from the thoughts of the troop. It's not what's taken... How did he make a movie?
You believe MTV did Jersey Shore instead of another hour of what's going on in the Middle East?
Well, I think it's more of a commentary on that. It's kind of sad that most Americans would rather like that horseshit gets bigger ratings than the nightly news.
Include your movie in it. Right. Include your movie. Include what's important to you in it as well. Glass House, man.
Mm. I'm not defending. I think he's a douche. But what's that?
You are defending.
No. But I couldn't agree more. That like I think it's a fucking travesty that like all those fucking awful like.
What are you gonna do today for the people, the Americans in Afghanistan, or the citizens of Afghanistan? What are you gonna do today?
I make a conscientious effort to
think about it.
To like find out what's going on in the world and to fucking blatantly ignore whatever the fuck you know. Bradley Cooper did. You know, like who gives a fucking rat's ass? Because. I don't know. It's just.
And then what do you do about it? Now you know what's going on with Iraq. What's going on with Afghanistan? Now what do you do?
Well, nothing. I feel like I am more qualified to fucking travel and exist in the universe than somebody who fucking spends all their time.
But when you see Tiger Woods
pining about why Jennifer Aniston doesn't have a baby yet.
Okay, but are you going to come to our house and say, why are you guys busy doing this podcast? Why don't you do something else that's good for your country?
No.
That's the difference.
Well, he's...
That's the difference.
Right. No. Look, I'm not trying to argue with you. I get that he... Like, I'm just as frustrated with the fact that, like, why do people give a fuck? Like, you know what I mean?
Sure. Whatever. But... Are you going around going, how come you do that? How come you do that? How come you do that? It's, how come you do what you do?
Well, the sad reality is that we're doing it
right. Why are you telling
right
jokes?
Now.
People are dying.
The fucking, no, but you know, I mean, I hypothetically can use my fucking platform on stage to bring
if there was
up
a funny,
points.
If there was a funny joke about Tiger Woods, would you not say it?
Yeah, I probably would, but I don't devote my mental energy to, I don't devote any of my resources to thinking about it.
Yes, you did, by
when?
Writing the Tiger Woods joke.
I didn't write a Tiger Woods joke.
But
the
if there
point
was something
is,
funny.
It's something funny, yeah. If it occurred to me, yes. But the point is, I don't invest any effort into writing Tiger Woods jokes.
Okay. There was never something trivial that you wrote a joke about that you should rather write
jokes,
jokes about their 20,000 troops.
First of all, I'm not saying that like I'm great at doing that. At really, but I'd like to think that...
Can you believe that I'm looking at your CD? Joyce to the World. It's a very good CD.
2005,
I said that many times.
Way.
2005, so it's outdated. Don't
right.
get it. I say get it. He says don't get it.
No, that's not the point. The point is that what I'm saying
is that
I'm
was a
better at
you.
Comedy now than I was at the time. At the time, it was a good sort of you know
Troop
time
still,
capsule of where I was
still
in comedy.
Iraq. Continue.
That's not the point. The point is I'd only been doing comedy for what fucking 7 years at the time. At this point now, I know
what when
distinctly
you did,
more what I'm doing.
You just did this show with Pat Dixon.
Right.
What did you guys talk about the Middle East? How so?
Well, I didn't talk about the Middle East at that show.
Do you know there's a war going on?
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, I do.
Your brother was involved.
Your brother was involved, for God's
right?
sake.
I have jokes about that. I just didn't particularly do them because they were kind of like a fucking simple bunch. Who may or may not
maybe
fucking smash out all my windows.
Maybe
if I
those are the people that
tried
need to
do anything controversial.
Maybe those are the people you need to teach.
No, it's not.
You're
my
at your
place
Mensa meeting, they already
them.
Know everything. Right?
Right?
You're at your Mensa meeting doing the wine sniffing contest. They already know all about it.
Yeah, yeah.
So why would you tell them? You got to tell the simpletons that are talking about
this.
Tiger Woods.
I'll give you this much. At the wine sniffing contest, they actually had a fucking award to present me when I sniffed wine the best. I'll give you that one. No, it's just ironic that we're actually doing it.
Mel Gibson
we're talking
is
about
on
something
a fucking high
Gibson
horse
said.
All the time when it benefits him. I have a movie coming out. You guys should pay attention to my movie, not Tiger Woods.
But right. do you see that
it doesn't bother
that
me?
Sucked
though.
Us in. We're doing that,
but it doesn't bother
yeah,
me.
It doesn't bother me. This is what I do for a living. That's okay.
I say it as a joke anytime when somebody says, "I can't believe we're talking about this." And I go, "Yeah, when there's a war going on, can you believe it?" Because anytime I hear
somebody
say that, they really sound stupid to me.
Yeah, no, and I agree. Like, it's not about the war going on. It's just about. It's more about. I'd rather people fucking think about use their energy to think about anything else other than fucking Tila Tequila. Like, who gives a great fuck about that?
Whatever. Do you follow any sports?
No, I don't.
Damn it.
We'll get him.
Yeah.
We'll just keep him talking. We'll get him.
He'll hang himself at some point.
Conan O'Brien released a statement announcing that he will not participate in NBC's decision to push The Tonight Show to 12:05 in order to accommodate the half-hour Jay Leno show at 11:35.
What does that mean, he won't participate? How could you not? It's your job.
He says
he'll like rather quit than
he says
let them do yeah. that to The Tonight Show.
Or is he saying participate specifically that word so that it's not on him?
No.
But continue.
Okay.
So it has come to this. I cannot express in words how much I enjoy hosting this program. It's only been like 7 months, right?
You can enjoy it though.
I'm just saying. Right. And what an enormous personal disappointment it is for me to consider losing it. My staff and I have worked unbelievably hard. We are very proud of our contribution to the legacy of The Tonight Show. I brought over my cat growl to models, and I was going to change the whole landscape, he says.
What?
No,
what?
Of course not.
He brought over his cat what?
He's making that up.
But I cannot participate in what I honestly believe is its destruction. Some people will make the argument that with DVRs and the internet, a time slot doesn't matter, but with The Tonight Show, I believe nothing could matter more. And it's not The Tonight Show anymore, right? People are saying it's The Morning Show, 12:05. Sources close to former Tonight Show host Jay Leno tells me he is furious with the way NBC has treated him and Conan O'Brien and is considering walking away from the entire mess with his head held high. So supposedly Conan and Jay Leno are saying the whole thing's a mess. We're both quitting. Now that Conan has made it clear he is leaving the troubled network, Jay is considering doing the same. They have put Jay in a terrible position. Looks like he is the reason that Conan is now without a job. Jay is a great guy, and it's not fair that due to NBC stupidity, he looks like a bad guy, says a TV insider.
I do think Jay's a moron, but I do think NBC did put him in a bad position. You moved him to try to make it better, now you're moving him back, and it's embarrassing. The whole thing is embarrassing.
Plus, what happens when Jay does return to the 11:30 time slot if his audience doesn't immediately follow? How can he possibly trust the same network that canceled Conan after only 7 months?
Network people, they're just like such soulless scumbags. Like, that's what they... They're like, oh, yeah, we're signing off on it. And then 6 months later, it's not working out. And they're like, we got to.
Right.
You know, like, I'm positive that there was somebody once sitting in an office like 2 years ago in L.A. with that fucking retarded headset thing, you know, sitting there like fucking bouncing a racquetball off his fucking office wall going, we got to get an idea about penguins. Because, like, there were two other penguin movies. Right. And then it was like penguins are hot right now, you know, like something fucking awful like that, like just soulless nonsense.
Well, you see that with movies, you see that with TV shows, like you're saying. Mm-hmm. But I'm, you know, when one horror, I think The Ring was one horror movie
from
that
Japan.
Did good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
From
and
Japan,
then they were like, buy every Japanese movie.
All these horror movies were remakes of Japanese movies. You know, Saw made it, then it was a whole nother block of horror, block of, you know, now
I
you're
think it shows with the vampire stuff, right?
Vampires, exactly.
Well, now they're doing it with 80s television shows, you know, yes. Like fucking, because the A-Team and then Magnum P.I. is going to fucking come out, and it's just like, ugh.
Right.
Sanford and Sons. We got to fucking do that for whatever fucking
but with two white people.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, right.
We don't want to be controversial.
Right. Right. Let's slow down, right. Oh, well, at least we got Jimmy Fallon and Carson Daly, so that's good news. Carson Daly's show has been moved to 4 a.m.
every leap year.
Is he still on?
Yeah.
Carson Daly's show will air every February 29th.
He's got the least personality. He's just a nothing kind of guy. And his show is making it? Why? Because there's nothing else on?
Well, it is... three in the morning.
You wonder, is it making it? Or is it compared to a static channel it's making?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you have to admit, it is up against the Ass Blaster infomercial. So.
And the test bar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's really not a whole
and
lot.
And by the way, it's very close.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I watched some of these, like, what if I did have a mop to clean my ceiling? Like, I'm sorry, Carson, but I got to be honest. Sometimes I'm into this stuff.
I hate that they try to turn it in to make it look like it's an actual show. Like, they try to fool you into thinking that you're
it's
at, like,
do
you ever
show.
See, yeah, yeah, the one that's like the weird sex toy one, and that they have like a desk, like it's a late night kind of a thing, you know?
They are trying all those kinds of.
It's so fucking awful. It's so unwatchable.
And yet, you know all about it. When there's a war going on.
There's a war going on, Jesse, and you're watching How to Make a Turkey in a Microwave. My Lord. I was watching that one. What is it? Some kind of roast thing. And
yeah, I was watching it with you. It was you take your frozen steak. Look how frozen it is. And you put this in this weird oven / microwave thing. And in 2 hours, you have a perfectly juicy steak.
I don't understand. He doesn't understand anything. He doesn't understand how this works.
Right.
He's like, so I take the turkey and I break it over my face. Like, no. Put the turkey down.
All you got to do is put it in the sleeve.
Okay, I'm trying to cook asparagus. When I cook asparagus, and he throws it in the air up his asshole. I mean, this guy's making a mess. He's like, no. Put it in this little thing and it's going to cook it all. He's like, this is amazing.
This is devil worship.
2 minutes later, he's making salmon.
No, cool. But he also slips up. 2 minutes later, he goes, when I use this at home, here's how I make my salmon.
Oh, right, right,
yeah,
right.
He
right.
Really
yeah,
said yeah, that after hilarious. he was right. Dumbfounded.
What is
How
this?
How does this work? Oh, well, when I do it at home, I do this.
He grabs the sleeve and tries to take a bite out of it. Like, I don't understand. How this,
But when you want to talk about how stupid people are, that is selling things. And that sells things more than anything. More than a lot of things. And he literally fucked up. He said, how does this work? Oh, wait, you turn that on? What knob do I turn? And then 2 minutes later, he says... Oh, when I have it at home, here's how I make this. And we're sitting there watching it, and I don't know how many people are catching that. I don't know how many people are ordering up a lot of people. It's worth people making infomercials in the middle of the night. It's catching on, and people are buying it. Maybe that's why there's a war going on.
Right.
People are dumb.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
When are you going to make peace with that?
With the people are dumb?
Yeah.
I just wish they weren't. All.
But they are. So you have to live accordingly.
It's heartbreaking, though.
But they don't. Yeah, that's.
It's
I guess that's what it is. It's heartbreaking.
It's
like
heartbreaking over and over.
I wish
and over
it didn't
again.
Have to be.
Yeah. And it's just, and it feels also like, on top of it being heartbreaking, it feels also like it is getting dumber and dumber. Or TV and whatever it is, we're just recognizing how dumb people are. Because, you know, you throw these things out and you're like, wow, that worked. Okay, well, we're dumber. We're dumber. We need less. We need less. We need less.
I don't think that, no, I guess that maybe it's just that, like, because of reality, like, we get to see more dumb people, but, you know,
but
everybody in the world
are connecting to people that you thought were smart, like the world.
Yeah, but back in the, you know, like, everybody in the world was, like, sure that if you had a fucking headache that you should swallow leeches, you know, and like, oh, that'll do it.
You know,
like,
you know what? Also, back in the day, we were watching fights in arenas. We were watching people die. This is what our inner self is really about. We are cavemen. We like watching this. We like watching the Jersey Shore because we like watching people hate on each other. We are evil and disgusting.
You're absolutely right.
People used to come with their children and their grandmother to watch lynchings and to
That's the argument I'll always use about, like, when people say that entertainment's too violent, and it's like, is it?
Yeah, they
Didn't
would
your great-grandparents pack sandwiches
it,
to watch somebody
it.
Get their head lopped off? Like,
they would throw fruits and vegetables that they might need to cook shit with. You know, I mean, we are a mob of disgusting, horrible human beings. And if you appeal to that, you probably make money.
Fair enough.
Back from Austin is saying, I'm sorry, it's Scruples. Scruples from Santa Barbara. If people weren't dumb, that means Jesse might lose a game of Trivial Pursuit. So you take the good with the bad, all right? Let me try. You'd be slicing wrists every night.
That would be, I would love to have some competition.
What an asshole.
It would be nice
to
have
fuck up.
Someone.
Fucking asshole.
I don't think you understand the prison that I live in my own mind.
Wow.
That there's no one to compete against me.
How have you not tried to kill yourself yet?
I'm being told Edge of Darkness is about bad guys fucked with the wrong man's daughter. Now daddy is pissed and is going to blow shit up.
It's a remake, by the way. It was a fucking made-for-TV movie in the
80s. Of course it is. Nobody has a new thought.
There hasn't been a new idea.
There's more for your argument.
I didn't see the original. I'm in. Done. I can't watch everything.
I wish we all lived in Keith's mind.
Right.
It's just the thing is he gets to the equation faster, where other people are just like, no, there's got to be something we could do. Keith goes, there's nothing we can do. Mm-hmm. Let's all have a beer and at least enjoy ourselves.
But don't tell your doctor.
You really are the quickest to throw your hands up in the air.
I'm the healthiest in this room. I promise you.
I don't have any clean pants. What are we going to do? We're going to go out without pants.
Nothing you can do.
What can we do? Nothing we can do. It's out of our hands.
I don't know how to stitch pants.
That's the argument that I get.
I don't know how to make pants.
There's nothing we can do.
I can't
God damn it, but he's right, and I can't argue that point. I
can't be making all kinds of pants. Just walking around with my balls hanging out. That's everybody else's problem.
Sky Jedi is reminding you, and Jesse wonders why his windshield is busted.
Everybody's an idiot. Good night, dum-dums.
Pat Dixon thought it was maybe a blind beekeeper in the room.
Yes, yeah. He told me that. Yes, I thought that was cute.
What was that?
He has a blind beekeeper joke, so maybe
a gay beekeeper joke.
Oh, gay bee. Yeah. I'm sorry, gay beekeeper.
They're blind to me. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't want blind people getting married.
Right.
You know what I mean? Banging them all about. Thinking that
that's dangerous.
How could they raise children
fucking
like
blind
that?
People were married. That's fucking right. Really dangerous.
Well, let me mention the CD again anyway.
You know what? Two blind people can get married and raise kids. Nobody's stopping them.
Yeah.
Except life, you know.
Yeah. Maybe a well-placed fucking skateboard at the top of a staircase. That might stop them.
The CD called Joyce to the World. If you're too dumb to get it, let me explain it. It's Jesse Joyce. His last name is Joyce. It's like the song Joy to the World. Go to his website, of course, jessejoyce.com.
Yes.
You see where he's playing. You see a video of him on various TV shows.
There's also a couple meetups happening around your schedule on our forums, keithandthegirl.com/forums.
Yeah, if you go to my website, I'm going to places coming up. I'm not sure exactly where at the moment. But
that's cool. You have a website and you update it.
I got a website. I update it. I tell people.
That's fair.
When you do stand up, do you tell the crowd I'm doing my smart stuff today?
No.
Okay. You just figure it out.
No,
By the way, if Jesse
doesn't
bring out his Iraq material, he thinks you're dumb.
Right.
So just as an audience, know that.
If he doesn't solve the crises,
maybe a little
he doesn't respect you.
No, I don't think they're dumb. I just think that this is a simpler.
Yeah.
Nobody's dumb. I don't like the word dumb. Nobody's fat. They just, you know.
Larger than life.
They're larger than life. Well, go to the website, jessejoyce.com. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, thanks for sending them that way.
And congratulations again on your award.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm really excited about that. I think maybe I'll get some headphones for the Walkman and listen to it later.
Well, oh, no, they go with any headphones. That's
they
the thing.
Do? Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. This is old school when things work.
I'm going to take it to Things Remembered and get a little engraved thing. And
I think that's a good idea.
I'll tell you what I would do.
What?
I would wait a year, see if you went again and get the headphones then.
Oh, so maybe I might be getting...
Maybe.
You're like that fucking like shitty aunt that gives you half a present.
That's right.
You
know?
Yeah, yeah.
So. Oh, look at these album titles they're coming up with in case, you know, and you were thinking of doing a new one, right?
Right.
Sean from Alberta, the best of should be called Rejoice.
Mm. That one I've gotten quite a bit, but it's not...
Sky
I appreciate
Jedi,
that, but...
new album, It's Funny or You're Stupid, you decide. Right.
I like that, actually. That's really entertaining. It's funny or you're stupid. I like that.
And don't forget, if you do see Jesse Joyce live, he will usually stay after, and you can buy his CD or bring the CD that you buy online.
Yeah, totally.
And he will sign it, thanks, Keith.
Yes, I always do. Every time.
I get the responses. And
do you, you do?
It's
people
noticed.
Will
no,
always...
It's noticed, yes.
People will write to you and let you know that I did that?
Absolutely.
Has anybody written to you and said that he didn't do it?
No.
Okay. No. But you are competing with Pat Dixon, who will draw a penis on the CD.
Does he really?
Yes. That's the response we're getting because we mentioned
classy.
That.
Nice. I'm not competing with Pat Dixon.
Whatever.
Pat Dixon's competing with me.
No, you both won an award together. How could you be competing when there's a war going on?
I fucking carried that dude.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to get two little awards. One's going to be even littler. And I'm going to flip a coin to see who gets this.
Who gets the teeny one? That's but you got to present them to us at the same time. Like, so we both see the other ones.
Or it will not go unnoticed again.
Right.
Right. Don't worry about
so
it.
So we can see that.
No, ones. No, because, yeah, I guess you wouldn't have to because Pat would just call me and go, hey, how big is your award? Like, you just automatically do that.
And also the last suggestion for your next album, We Are at War.
Right. And nothing about war.
That is also inside. Funny.
Thank
I'm
you.
Impressed. I enjoy those. Yeah.
Don't forget poker. Now we're going to start doing it. We'll see how this works out every Tuesday, Friday, and Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or Daylight Time.
And we're going to update the keithandthegirl.com/events to include the poker games as well. And also it's on keithandthegirl.com/forums. Under TalkShite, there's a poker thread. Mm-hmm. And the first message on the poker thread will always be updated to give you the tournament ID and how you can get into all the poker tournaments. If you don't remember that, actually, keithandthegirl.com/poker for all the poker needs.
That's right. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks again for spreading the word. Jesse, thanks.
Thank you for having me.
I'm going to go to Afghanistan, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.
KeithandTheGirl.com